25 past 12, 11:16 SEN. Trevin Heathmont will go through the NCAA scores shortly when Ed Wyatt joins us in around about 10 or so minutes' time. And for netball fans, bad news coming out of the Melbourne Vixens. Their vice-captain and premiership star, Matty Robinson, will miss the remainder of the 2015 ANZ Championship after scans yesterday confirmed the mid-court player had ruptured her ACL. So bad news there for Matty Robinson. What a great player she is, and that's going to be a massive blow for the Melbourne Vixens, losing their vice-captain and star centre in Matty Robinson. So bad luck for the Vixens and bad luck for Matty. Time to talk some footy now. We do that every Wednesday with the AFL Coaches Association. Speak to one of the assistant coaches going around at all the clubs throughout the year. And this week we've caught up with Melbourne backline coach Jade Rawlings, who joins us on the line. G'day, Jade.
Afternoon, Tony. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm probably not as happy as you guys at the moment. What a great win it was. A solid win and a fantastic way to start the season. The first time you've been able to do that in 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while between drinks, to be fair to say, for round one victories. And in my fourth year at the club, and the round ones haven't been too pretty over the last three. But yeah, like you said, it was a really solid win. We did a lot right, and there were quite a few little parts of our game that we weren't that happy with as well. So I reviewed it pretty strongly, and players are pretty clear what works for us and what areas we need to tighten up on to keep improving throughout the year.
Jade, how tough is it to keep that lid on that sort of victory and not get too carried away? I mean, realistically, everyone, including yourselves, know exactly where the demons are. You know, you're still a work in progress. Will you be a top four side? No. Will you be a top eight side? Geez whiz, if things go your way, possibly. But realistically, you're still another year or two away from being a consistent performer. So to have a good, solid win like that at the start of the year, is it important to harness that, or do you just let the boys enjoy it for what it is?
I've always believed it's important to enjoy your wins, and enjoyment factors are just the sort of feeling those players get around each other in the immediate minutes after the game in the rooms and for probably that night into the next day. But we haven't had to do anything to harness the attitude of our players. Our leaders are doing a really good job of being able to just maintain good level of focus, and guys are very clear that one score doesn't make a summer, and that it's just one job that we got knocked over, and all our thoughts have been into the Giants ever since probably Monday afternoon. So we went and watched Hawthorn Geelong Monday and got a real eye-opener about the standard we're going to have to be at if we want to be able to compete with teams that are going to be right up at the top of the ladder. So, yeah, our players have really matured in that regard.
Roosie spoke about that with the Morning Glory boys yesterday in regards to the fact that he can't believe the amount of footballers that don't actually watch other games of football. And he's so spot on. I mean, it's your trade, it's what you do. You've got to know your opposition and what's happening. The fact that you guys went as a team is a nice positive, I suppose, for everyone just to get together, as you said, after the win and learn from one of the best teams in the comp.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm convinced that the players that have been drafted into footy over the last 10 years have had so many more things they can do in their upbringing in relation to footy wasn't everything. I was brought up northwest coast of Tassie, and footy and cricket were everything. So there's limited options to do other things. So your knowledge and what was going on around you and the amount of games you watched was probably greater locally and at AFL level. But no players, we've got a really good handful of players that know what's going on, and I think their knowledge really keeps a lot of their teammates abreast of what sort of standards are and who individually what players are capable of. So we're reasonably comfortable that the more we've offered them the opportunity to go and watch live footy, they've taken it, and we think it's helped them improve a little bit.
You're a line coach at the Demons, a backline coach. Do you have your favourite? And if you do, is it Tom McDonald?
His teammates would suggest yes, but I'm very protective of my group, and I've been lucky enough to be associated with that group for 4 years. And you've got characters of the quality of Colin Garland, Neville Jetta, Tom McDonald, Lyndon Dunn, Jeremy Howe, Jack Grimes, and young Salem starting to come through as well. It makes your job really enjoyable. And they're very driven, and they're a disciplined group, and they're very committed to seeing the team improve. So I really enjoy working with that group, and I'd hate to single one out, Tony.
No, fair enough, but you can definitely single Tom out in his performance on the weekend. He was spectacular.
It was a good game. He just started to look very assured when he goes through his marks at the right time, and I was really pleased that he found the balance of when it was time to spoil as well. He didn't try, and sometimes people who become good intercept markers start thinking they can mark it every time. I thought he struck a good balance, and I thought he was allowed to peel off at the right time because of really good defending by a few of his teammates and also pressure of field. So there's a lot that goes into allowing a player like that to probably reap the benefits of some good play. But he's a player that's very driven, improved a lot over the last 4 years, and I still think he's got a fair bit left in him.
The amazing thing about the win also was the fact that he had so many new blokes in the team. And normally it takes a fair bit of time for the team to gel as an entire squad. But to have guys of the stature of Lumumba, Garland in there as well, Jesse Hogan, Sam Frost, Brayshaw, Newton, Vandenberg, seven new guys in that team, and they all just played well as a team. You'd think they'd been together for a while.
No, it's a really good point, Tone. It's something that I reckon we've underestimated how well those new players have integrated into how we play, and probably really put it down to how much time they got exposed to playing our system throughout the summer. They all had very thorough pre-seasons and got a lot of training in and understood how we wanted to go about it. And they played most of the NAB games. So in a way, they've got a bit of a head start and play a reasonable amount together. But it was pleasing for new players to our club to have impact in various forms across the ground. And, yeah, it's something we hope they can keep pushing and improve on from what they did on Saturday.
I had a chat to Nick Maxwell after the game as he was walking out of the SEN box and said to him, gee whiz, I saw Harry Lumumba, Herdy Lumumba, get caught a couple of times with those runs out of defence. I said, I hate it when that happens to him. And he said, yeah, don't. He said, that's fine. He said, but let's think about the other 10 times that he actually gets through the defence and gets that ball up forward. Is that something that you will be implying on him just to keep backing yourself, what you're doing?
We like to encourage our players to play to their strengths, and H getting run down is a positive error because he's trying to carry the ball and playing to his strengths. It was a good tackle and chase by Zach Smith that dragged him down just for three-quarter time, but I tend to probably lean towards what Maxie said in relation to the things he does create by when he does it rather than look at the isolated example of when he got caught. So, brought a lot to our club. He's a quality person. He's a good leader, and he got off to a solid start on Saturday. So we think he's really going to add to our footy club over the next 3 or 4 years.
Away to GWS this Saturday afternoon at Star Trek Oval in Canberra. And great to see Paul Roos coming out yesterday and effectively saying that guys of the like of Bernie Vincent, Chris Dawes, who last year just would have been automatic selections if they were available, aren't this week due to the fact that the team performed so well.
Yeah, we're going to confirm our selection tomorrow, and there's no doubt that we had a real battle last week trying to work out what the best 22 was, and then the team goes and performs, and you're basically bound to select players on form and bound to perform particular roles that are asked of them, and most of our players are able to do that. And so we've got some tough questions to ask again tomorrow of ourselves and work out what's best for the team, which Roosie's been outstanding and keep falling back to what's the look of from an individual perspective, what's going to be the best look for our team, and really import that upon our players, our club and team, and I think they've really embraced that.
I think just finally on the Demons before we let you go, Jade, another thing there's always going to be such a great understanding between forwards in regards to the tall guys and the little blokes that are crumbing the pack. And it was really evident that there's some sort of understanding, I think, between Jack Watts and Jeff Garlett, the way that Jack tapped that ball, knew that Jeff was going to be there, and that goal that he kicked. Gee whiz, if that can start to formulate and work together for you guys, that could be a real handy asset, a combination like that.
Oh, you're spot on. I think chemistry is one of the most powerful things you can have out on a footy field. And when you've got some real understanding amongst teammates about how they're going to move and things they're going to do, it makes a huge difference. I think it's safe to say that Watson Garlett hadn't practiced that particular move through the summer, but there was a handy one to come off at a key time in the game.
Exactly right. Jade, would it surprise you to know that Tom McDonald got a perfect 10 from the coaches on the weekend?
It didn't. We thought he was the best man on the ground, and obviously Rocket and his coaches did as well. And yeah, it's probably the first time he's probably been recognised the best man on the ground by coaches, not sure about umpires. But yeah, it didn't surprise me because I think it's what he's capable of. But yeah, just someone we just want to keep improving and keep understanding his own game so that those sort of games bob up every now and then, but his 7 out of 10 type performances are the ones we want every week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he joins Nat Fyfe, Jeremy McGovern, Dylan Shields, Steele Sidebottom and Taylor Walker, all of getting 10s from the weekend's games of the AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year. Jay, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck against the Giants this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for us, Tony.